Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to start with the Mishnah on the Daf Hayyamad Aleph. Somebody is Marech Pochas from Ben Chodesh. So the halacha is that there's no Erechin for Pochas mi Ben Chodesh. So the Mishnah says, Pochas mi Ben Chodesh, Nido Avoloi Nerach. You can make a neder, but you can't make an Arocha, because the Torah doesn't give a Arocha for less than 30 days old. Okay, so Lumaisa, just on the Mishnah itself, there's a Mokum Iyun. Why don't we say that the Harocha should be Chal for after Shloshim? In other words, especially if you hold like a male, that under Makne Dova Shalei Balayolam. First of all, the Rambam says in Ilchas Erechin that by Kodshim, everybody holds. Dova Shalei Balayolam works. The Rambam learns out from Yankiv Avinu, V'kol Asher Titei Li Aser Asrenu Loch, that by Kodshim, you could be Makne Shadova Shalei Balayolam. Even according to the Chachomim. But this Kasha, at the Mishnah point, it's only Ha'orah. As we get into the Sugi, it's going to be more of a Kasha. And Taka, the Rit Al-Ghazi in Becheres, in the 8th Perek in Becheres, the Rit Al-Ghazi asked us for a Kasha. He doesn't understand. The whole Gemara now is going to go through a Machlokes from Meir and the Chachomim of Adam Moisi Dvora Levatola. And in other words, Rameir actually will say now that you meant domim, because Rameir has a sheet that a person is not moitzi dvar levatol. If you said it, you meant something. So he holds that we say what you meant was domim. So even if you use a lashon erichin, it ends up being a lashon domim. So the Rit Al-Ghazi asks, wouldn't it be much more mistaver to say that you mean erichin lachar lamed? When he'll be 30 days old, I'll give his erichin. So at this point, it's only Ha'ora. As we get into the Gemara, it's more of a Kasha. So the Rit Al-Ghazi Taka asked us for a Kasha over here in the 8th Perek in Becheres, Ois Ayin Dalet. So the Gemara says like this, Tonu Rabbona, Hamarich Pochos mi ben Chodesh, Remeoi men Oisin Domo, Vachachom Moimim lo Yomar Klum. If somebody is Marich Pochos mi ben Chodesh, Rameir says he's noisin domim, and Chachomim say lo yomar klum. Rameir says that even though you use the lashon of erichin, you still have to pay the domim. Says the Gemara b'maykum miflagi. What's a machlekes? Rameir savar eino de moitzi devora levatolo. A person doesn't say something in vain. Now the lashon of the Gemara is mashma. This would apply to anything. Anytime. If you look at Rashi, Rashi adds an akuda. Rashi says, over here he uses a lashon. The Omar ain't the moitzi dvar vatola, v'adam yudeya. He says, a person knows the ain't erech leklid in a fashas ksiv. V'gomar v'omar l'shem domim. And he says, L'shem Domim. So far, it doesn't, not Muchach, that Rashi holds anything more than the Lashon HaGemara. But as it continues, he uses a Lashon of Hekdish. Okay, let's get there in the Gemara. So the question is there a difference between Moitzi Dvorav Levatol, according to Rav Meir, by Stam, let's say you make a neder, or Hekdish. But Al Koponim, at this point, the Gemara is saying that Rav Meir is not Moitzi Dvor Levatola. So, Keman Ozla, Hoda Omar, Rav Gidl, Omar Av, Hoimeir, Kli Alai, Noisin Domim, Kirav Meir. That's going like Rav Meir. Because he used the Lashon Erechin by something which it's not applicable to. Smuchach, he holds like Rav Meir. Says the Gemara, Pshita, the Rav Meir Asya, of course. What's his Chiddush? Our Mishnah already establishes that if you use a Lashon Erechin, where it's not applicable, according to the Chachamim, it's not Chal. Ma'u detemo afilu kirabona. Perhaps the Chachamim agree in concept to Rav Meir. They agree that there's a concept of Adam Yedeya. Just like we find in Kiddushin, Mekadosh Achoisei. Somebody's Mekadosh a sister. And he gives her Moaz Kedushin. So we have the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. But over there, that whether a person is Govman v'nosan l'shem matana, Odom yedei ashen kedushin teifsin b'achoyser. That means there are certain elementary, when a person makes a very elementary mistake, there's more of a svara to say that he means something different. So the Gemara is saying, perhaps, it's so elementary to assume that there's erichin to a kli, that even the Chachomim would agree to Reb Meir. Perhaps. Says the Gemara, afilu rabbonon, hosam the toy sovar, ki ben chedesh, ikanami lepochas me ben chedesh. The reason why the Chacham argue by Erechim is because they hold the guy doesn't know. He's not literate. He's illiterate. He doesn't know that there's no Erechim Pachas Mi Ben Lamed. Okay? He's not even biblically literate. But, Avul Hocha De Lekel Amiti. Because even people that don't know Mikra well know that there's no Erechim by Kalim. Vada Yodim Yodei Hashem Erech Lekli. V'gomar V'omar L'shem Domim Kamash Malam. So here he definitely means L'shem Domim, Kamashmal. Now, what's the Kamashmal on? Does the Gemara mean at this point that there's a Mitzias Machloikis between Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim? In other words, Reb Meir holds a person knows and therefore intends to be Makdish in a way that it works, and the Chachamim hold that a person doesn't know. Is that what the Gemara means? Well, the other way to learn is that the Chachamim, it doesn't bother them whether he knows or doesn't know. It's irrelevant to the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, what did you say? The fact is that you didn't say what you mean. So even if you're going to tell me that you know you're a big Talmud Chochem, and you know everything, and you use the Lashon knowing that that Lashon doesn't work, and you mean something else, the bottom line is you didn't communicate it. And because you didn't communicate it, it's not Chal. Those are the two ways to understand the Sheet of the Chachamim. L'chayra, when the Gemara, clearly, in the Shakal of Atari of the Gemara, the Gemara clearly holds that the Chachamim, in concept, would agree to Reb Meir. Because otherwise the Gemara has no Salka Daitach. The Gemara says, Salka Daitach, I mean over there the Chachamim would agree. Right? Over there the Chachamim would agree to Reb Meir by Kli. Because there a person definitely knows. At that point, clearly the Gemara holds there's not a Lamda Shemachleikis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Because if there's a Lamda Shemachleikis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim, it wouldn't make a difference. If how well versed you are. Because according to the Chachamim, the whole point is it doesn't make a difference. No matter how much you know, you didn't say what you mean. And this keeps on going until the Mishnah. Let's just read till the Mishnah. Definitely in the Ma'od HaTemas, the Gemara seems to be saying that there is no Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chacham. Ule Meir L'mayitz, says the Gemara. What's a Meir? Ma'od HaTemas, time of Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, there's also a Chiddush in Kli. Because Hosam Gaza Pachas Mi Ben Chedesh Otu Ben Chedesh. Without having the other brises, we would say that in our Mishnah, really Reb Meir holds other Meitzi Dvar of Levatola. Or any of them, whatever you want to say, whatever the Lumdus is. Reb Meir normally would say, it's not Chal. I, in our Mishnah is a Gzeret. He was concerned, the Gaza Pachas Mi Ben Chedesh Otu Ben Chedesh. The guy's going to make Erech and Pachas Mi Ben Chedesh. And he's going to end off scot-free. So he'll think more than Ben Chedesh also. So that's why he made a Gezerah. So it's nothing to do with Lamdas, it's a Gezerah. Abul Hocha by a Kli, the Lekel and Migzar, Emeloi, Kamash Vulon, time of Reb Meir, they know the Moitzi Dvor of Levatola. Reb Meir holds that a person is not Moitzi Dvor of Levatola, and therefore, Loishna Hocha, Loishna Hocha. If the Havamin of the Gemara that it's only a Gezerah, Lechoira, it should then be, it should be Chaya 5 Sloim. Like a Ben Chodesh. That the Gemara doesn't explain. In other words, the Gemara says, if I just had our Mishnah, then I would say that really the reason for a Meir is not because Adam Yedeya, but rather because of a Gezerah, Otu Pachazimi Ben Chodesh, Otu Ben Chodesh, then it should be the same amount. It shouldn't be Domin. So this Kash is asked by Rav Yashiv. And Rav Yashiv's little Gesundsein in his Oris, he wants to say that it was sufficient for Chazal to require Pidyon Domim. That was sufficient. And that gets all the Havamina, okay? Because Maskana is that Rav Meir holds that you mean Domim. You're doing it L'shem Domim. But the Havamina of the Gemara is that I would say it's only a Gezerah So Rav Eliashiv understands that it's enough, because when you redeem a person, we're going to learn later on, you need 10 people. You need a shuma, you need 10 people. So that will be enough of a tumul that you'll learn the halach at that point. You'll know there's a difference, more than ben chaydish, less than ben chaydish. So it's enough that we require any form of a nesina. That's how Rav Eliashiv understands. It's a little bit of a doichik. It's a little bit of a doichik. If the whole reason is a gezerah, in most cases in Shas, when Chazal makes such a gezerah otu, they mirror what they're trying to make the gezerah on. If they're afraid, pachas mechadish otu ben chadish. It should be a erech in the rabbon. It shouldn't be a new form of pidyon. So it's a little modern, but again, l'chayr of Yashav is saying is muchach, because what does the Gemara hold at this point? The Gemara is saying it's only gzeira, yet clearly Rav Meir says you give domin, you don't give the erech of a ben chaydish. Normally, if we're looking to mirror what a classic gzeiras otu would be, a classic gzeiras otu means Chazal were worried that you would get confused between A and B, and you would pater B because of A, so they would tell you, you know what, A, you gotta treat A like B. That would be a classic, right? Here, what Chazal basically said was, A gotta pay something different. And the Gemara is saying in the Havamina, that would be because they don't want you to get confused not to pay B. So classic, if we wanted to be classic, we would say, A pays like B. That's for sure. Rav Eliashiv is just saying that according to this side of the Gemara, you have to say that they held that was enough. It was enough. It could actually be more. It could actually be that the domim of a pochas mi-ben chedesh could be more. I mean, if this guy has, two parents that are giborei chayil, okay, and they're giants, this pochas min chedesh, his domim, could be very valuable. His robust baby could be very valuable. He was born 10-13, mezokte femi is going to be an adam gadol. His domim could be more than the pit. It's not a question of being mekel or machmer. It's a question that here Chazal is saying it's a gezeres otu, and yet they didn't make the gezerah the way the otu would be. So we'll try to get back to this to see if there's another way to learn this. It says the Gemara, Kamash one, that's the time of her mayor. Kiman Ozlo Hoda Omar Rabbi Bar Yosef Omar Rav Amri Lomar of Yaiv Bar Yosef Omar Rav Hamagdish Behemoth Chaveroi Noisein Domeho. This is also a chayra, that type of a situation. You're being Makdish something which you're not in power of being Makdish now because it's not yours. It's not Shaloi. The halach is you have to give the value. Kiman Kerab Meir. Says the Gemara Omar Rav Chodo Zimno. Domrav Gidlam Arav, Hoimer Erech Kli Alai, Noisein Domov. The Gemara says that's different. Hosom Yedeya Shein Erech Likli. You know you can't give Erech Kli, and therefore we have no other way to explain your words but to say that you meant L'Shem Domim. Avu Behema the Bas Mikdashi. But a Behema is something you could be Makdish. So it's possible what he means for the future. This is like the Rital Ghazi's type question. He doesn't mean for now. He means later, when I buy the animal, it should be Kodesh. If I manage to persuade the owner of the animal, Mazvinli, he'll sell the animal to me. I'll bring it as a korban. So throughout the sugya, until the final maskon of the Gemara, it's clear, from beginning until the end, that the Gemara is dealing with all these svaras of where it's more logical to say that you have it in mind, less logical, extreme cases where maybe the Chachamim would agree, very, very much to the opposite end where maybe even Rav Meir would agree. We're going on all ends of the spectrum. Clearly, that's the whole sign in HaGemara. What's not clear is if according to the Maskonos HaGemara, is there a lamdash machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim? Or is there a practical machlokes between Meir and Chacham? That still remains, that's up for grabs. Still up for grabs, from the actual Lashon HaGemara. From the Lashon HaGemara, it's not clear, it could be, that the Chachamim say, We don't say you know what you're doing. We say you're an Amoritz, and therefore you did something that doesn't work, it's not chal. And Remeir assumes gives the person the benefit of the doubt. And Memela, we assume you do know, and you're meant to do what's closest to what you said. That's still unclear. Now, Rav Ashi adds one knech at the end of the Gemara. Omar Rav Ashi, the hu de omar a lie. This last case of the Gemara is only if you said a lie. You said, arei behemazu, the may behemazu a lie lahakrev. Why? Because then, avaloi omar zu, if he said, arei zu loy. But if he said zu, then it's nothing. Zero. Now this Rav Ashi last point is a big kasha on the whole Nakuda, because till now he was saying that according to Rav Meir, ain't no domoitzi dvar levatola, and no matter what, we're going to make those words work. Rav Ashi seems to be saying at the end that there is an extreme where we won't say it. Because if you said behemazu, then it doesn't fit with me. Now it's when I just say, it's a real lie to bring this for an oilo. Then we could say what you meant is the value of this animal you're going to bring for an oilo. But if I said this animal should be an oilo, mamizu, then we can't put it into your words. So what? I thought Remeir is the champion of Eina Domoitzi Dvaro Levatola. You told me that if I go over to a child who's less than 30 days old, an infant, and I say I'm giving his erechin, even though it's impossible, so what? Eina Domoitzi Dvaro Levatola? We don't be Moitzi Dvaro Levatola. So what's the difference? So could you get a gitten and a sheet of mukobetzis in the dorim? And you know what? See if you don't mind also what it says. Okay, so we're going to try to get clarity just in this nakuda, what the machlok is between Meir and the Chachamim is. So let's just take a look at this Tosfos on the bottom of Odom Yedeya Shein Erech Lepochos Mi Ben Chodesh. Tosfos says, he throws in a whole new approach here. Shkech. Vafilu eni yedeya, Tosfos says. Even if he does not know, mikol mokoim daitoi, his das is, al pi shetiknu chachomim aloshim. This is like a whole new machshava Tosfos is giving us. Whole new pshat. Tosfos seems to be saying that the guy could be a blatant amoritz. He could be a blind amoritz. He knows nothing. But his das is according to what the Chachamim were misak in the Loshon. What does that mean? So he says, it could be the guys in Amoritz. What does that mean? That means that he doesn't know that there's no Erech in less than 30 days old. He thinks there is Erech in less than 30 days old. So how does that fit? His das is what the Chachamim misak in the Loshon. He doesn't think anybody got to be misak in anything. He thinks everything is perfect. He, as far as he knows, he was his reason magdim in lemitzvahs. He did Erech and he chapped it. He did, as soon as the baby came out, instead of making Atoy Vametiv or Shechiyonu, he said, Erechi Alai. He's Gevaldik. Right? Tosfos says, he's Eina Yedeya. That means he doesn't know. He thinks what he did was good. But then, Toich Kidei what Tosfos says, Mikomoko im Daitoy al Pisha Tiknu Chachamim Alosh. His das is, according to how the Chachamim fixed the Loshon. Fixed what Loshon? You just told me that he thinks he's doing good. So how does words even flow? That's number one. And then Tosfos seems to ask a question totally out of the box, like a totally seems to have no shaychus to our sugya. V'im toima ma'ishno b'da'oma perek tomid nishrat ha'miskamen lo'yma truma v'oma ma'isel ma'isel v'oma truma lo'yma klum. We find a Mishnah. The Mishnah actually is in Trumas, but Tosfos is bringing the Gemara that quotes the Mishnah, The Gemara says that if somebody says truma, but he doesn't mean truma, he really means to say meiser. Or he says meiser, and he really means to say truma. So the Mishnah says it's nothing. Lo yomar klum. So Tosfos is bothered, why is it lo yomar klum? Now, if you look at Tosfos, it's unclear who he's asking this question on. Does he mean Reb Meir? Does he mean everybody? Does he mean... unclear. But the assumption that's made by the Gedolei Achronim is that Tosfos is asking this on Reb Meir. Reb Meir, you hold that Ein Adam Motzi Dvar Levat Hola, and therefore we make it work. We bridge the gap between what you communicated and what you intended. We bridge that gap. So why don't you also bridge the gap by Truma of Amar Meiser? That's Tosfos Kasha. Okay? Now, if that's Tosfos Kasha, it's a Pella. If that's Tosfos Kasha. Over there, it says clear, he was Miskaven Loimar Truma V'Omar Meiser. There was a mechanical breakdown. It's a mechanical breakdown. So that's something different. There you know that you're not getting what you're communicating. You put in one thing, and you're getting something else. So we know he was miskaven to say tuma, and the words that came out were meiser. That's very different than our sugya. Our sugya seems to be Reb Meir saying adam yodea, person knows that there's no erich in less than 30 days. He knows that before he said erich yalai, correct? He knows everything. And Afal Pikain, he says the words Eriki because he wants to, this is his way of communicating Domi Alai. So there was no breakdown. If you ask the guy afterwards, sir, did anything go wrong between your head and your lips and your, is the system okay, everything? The guy goes, perfect. I said Eriki Alai. And I'm a Talmud Chacham, I know this, know this, and I know this, and I know everything. This is what I had in mind. That's what the guy's going to answer you. The other guy, you go over the guy, Truma Meiser, you say, sir, was there a mechanical breakdown? He'll say, absolutely. I had one thing over here, and another thing came out. There's no shaychus between the two. I have that sometimes Shabbos, especially in the winter months, where sometimes I just finish my suit, I come to give shiur. And I'm almost half asleep. I'm just, my Shabbos afternoon, I need an hour of sleep. And I walk in, and if you ask me after the shiur what I said, I can't tell you for sure. I hope it was okay. I don't know what came out. It's a mechanical breakdown. That's for sure what what's Tosfos making a dimion between there and here. The whole sugya over here is tumbling with, Adam Yadeh, Ein Adam Yadeh, if there's a case with, Tosfos bring a case where we know there was a mechanical breakdown. What's Tosfos kasha b'chol? So Tosfos says v'yesh loyimah. The loyimah klum, a unbelievable chiddush, Tosfos says. Maybe what that Mishnah means in Trumas is loyimah klum imashe moitzi b'fiv. We don't know what he said. He says, avu mashe b'liboy havikayim. Unbelievable chiddush. The Mishnah in Trumas calls out machrezes for meres. It's nothing. Lo yomar klum. Tosfos says it doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean lo yomar klum. Perhaps it means what you said is nothing, but what you thought is everything. Unbelievable. Unbelievable chiddush. Again, the assumption is he's going in Reb Meir. Assuming. Then he says v'od yesh loyimah, which is the obvious answer that we were saying. The ma shani over there hasam shani. She ma shoma b'fiv eni roitzu ma shoma b'libo itoyeh. Then Tosfos says, well, what we would say is very obvious. That's completely different than our sugya. In our sugya, we're talking about a case where there was a breakdown, where there was no breakdown, where you knew everything, and this is the way you communicated. You said A in order to communicate B. Okay, so you may not be a good communicator. In our sugya, it's felt there, the shikra, the lishna, you're not a good communicator. You're not clear. You shouldn't be a magid shia. But you know what you're doing. You're coherent. You know what you're doing. Over there, there was no coherency. You meant to say A, and you said B. But that's so obvious, you have to know what Tosfos kasha was. What was Tosfos kasha? So in order to get some clarity here, what I would like to do is be ma'ayin in two separate points. Number one, is it possible to say that as you know, as very often when we learn the sugyas, we always bring out that the machlokes a lot of times is not as broad as it seems. It seems like it's two different velten. Rabbi Meir and Rabban are not necessarily on two different worlds completely. That's number one. First of all, the Stipler, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, and Sefer Kiel Siankif in Nedarim, he tries to really make narrow what the machlok is between the mayor and the rabbonin is. He says maybe it's not really such a broad machlok is. Reb Meir holds that it's chal belev. Hektish is chal belev. So Reb Meir doesn't care so much what you're thinking versus what you're saying, because your thinking really is what we're focusing on. We don't look at how did the saying fit in with what you're thinking. It's not really so relevant to us. Because if we say, after all, something is chal b'machshove, so who cares what you said? We don't need your saying. If you're making a neder, and your dibur means everything to us, then we have a problem. Your dibur was one thing, your thinking was something else. How do we put this puzzle together? But if something is chal b'machshove, who cares really? So you're thinking this, and you're saying that. We just look at what you're thinking. That's the Stipler. The Stipler suggests such a possibility. The problem with such a suggestion is twofold. Number one, if we learn that way, then why by Truma is there any question? Truma is definitely Chal B'Machshava. Everybody agrees that Truma is Chal B'Machshava. We learn out of a Pasuk. V'nechshav lochem trumaschem. So we learn out of a pasuk that truma is chal b'machshove. There's no machlokes in that. No machlokes tanoim, no machlokes amegoyim. It's muskim. Truma is chal b'machshove. So if you're going to tell me that the machlokes Reb Meir and the Chachamim has something to do with if it's chal b'machshove, then by truma everybody should agree that it's chal. Which may actually be what Tosfos is bothered. We'll see. Maybe that's what Tosfos means to ask. But that's Ha'ora number one, is that if that is correct, then everybody should agree. The second Ha'ora, the Ketzois proves, and I asked the Olam to look up this Ketzois, in Siman Yud Beis, the Ketzois states that Lev is ineffective by Hektish. The Pasuk that we have, Kol Nediv Lev Oilus, is only by Kedushas Mizbeach. The Ketzais is found in Siman Yud Beis, in Cheshen Mishpat. And he says as follows. Deloi motzinu bishum mokim. Says the Ketzais, we don't find anywhere the machshava moil, that machshava will be effective. Vafilu behefker vehegdish v'neda bekulu be'inon dibo mamish. By all these things, we need actual dibur. Levad b'kotshe mizbeach. He says the only exception to that rule is kotshe mizbeach. Kotshe mizbeach. Dichsiv be'ikho kol nediv lev ki de'isa b'perek shvu shtayim. So the Ketzois establishes that machshov is ineffective in all of Shas with the exception of kedushas mizbeach. But except for Kedushas Mizbeach, everything else needs a dibur. So if that's the case, how could Reb Meir and the Chachamim have machloikis if other moitzi dvorov levatola by Kedushas Berek Abayas? If the way the Stipler is learning, the whole energy behind the machloikis is based on the Tzchal B'Machshava. When the Ketzais is saying that can't really ask the kasha from the stipler on the Ketzais on the stipler, but the way the Ketzais is working, this would not be effective. It would not work. And the fact is that what the Ketzais is saying is established, meaning we don't find anywhere in Shas that you could make a chalois per machshav, except for kol nediv leivoylos. And that pasuk is by kedushas mizbeach. So it is a tremendous chiddush to extend it beyond it. That's on one side. And the other side is that truma clearly is chabu machshav. And we don't find that truma should have the leave. If anything, we find the other way around. That by truma, everybody seems to agree that we say, Adam Maitzi Dvarav Levato. Unless you take Tosfos' first Chiddush over here, that over there it's different, and Tak, it is Chal B'machshava. That's the one Teretz of Tosfos. So, what's unbelievably Mechudish here is that if we look in the Lashon HaRambam, obviously the Rambam paskins like the Chacham. He paskins that Adam Maitzi Dvarav Levato. The Rambam's Lashon is as follows. This is Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Im hoyo anerach ben shloishim yoyim oipoches. If the person who you did erech in from is less than 30 days old, ein lo erech. There is no erech. The oimer el of erki olai, or erech ze olai, areze koim erech kli ze olai. Vein echayev klo. It's nothing. First of all, just to note, our Gemara seems to say that by erech kli, it's more of a chiddush to say that you don't mean it. Right? Our Gemara says that even after our Mishnah, the Braisa still had to say, erech kli olai, you don't have to give anything. Right? That's what, and the Rambam, for some reason, is mahapach tzinuris. He says, if you go to somebody who's less than 30 days old, you say erech kli olai, you don't have to give anything. Where do you see it from? Like erech kli. It's really the other way around, the way our Gemara reads. But that's a side issue. Now, if we go further in the Rambam, in Perek Vav Hilchos Erechin, Halacha Chof, Perek Vav Halacha Chof, the Rambam states as follows, HaMakdish Esatzmoy, what happens if a person wakes up one day, he says, I'm being Makdish myself. Okay? Obviously, you can't give yourself over to Hektish. Doesn't work. Says the Rambam, Lo Hiktish El Adomov. The halacha is that only your value goes to Hektish. Meaning you have to make an assessment, and whatever you're worth in the slave market, that's what you got to give Hektish. Okay? Now that really comes from the Sugya in Gittin, where the Gemara in Gittin says this. The problem is that the Gemara in Gittin only says this Aliba de Rab Meir. The Gemara says like this. Somebody's makdish himself. This is on the Aflam of Tesla and Aleph and Mesechus Gittin. Lo hiknish el adomav. Iyamr pishloim Rab Meiri Shaper. So the Gemara seems to say that this concept that a person who says erichin on himself, who's makdish himself, has to give his value is because we say, since it doesn't work, since you can't be makdish yourself, so therefore, ain't of the mitzvah dvarav levatola, and you mean to give your value to Hekdish. That's Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir's language, not the Chachamim's language. Clearly, that's the shock of Atari of the Gemara and Gittin. And even if we could somehow get around the shock of Atari of the Gemara, we could say maybe it's a Havamin of the Gemara. Even if we, but in Svara, it's Rav Meir Shita. The Rambam says clearly here, Lahikdish el Adamov. You have to give your domain. That's clearly mashma that he's passing like Rav Meir. Now, if he would pass like Rav Meir completely, we wouldn't have such a question. Because there are sugyas hashas that are mashma, that Rav and other Amirim went like Rav Meir. So we wouldn't have a problem if the Rambam was consistent. But the fact is that in our sugya, the Rambam is clearly siding with the Chachamim. And he says, if you say, Erki Yalai and Apachas mi ben Chav, Ben Lamed, I'm sorry, Mechidish. The halacha is that you give nothing. So the Rambam is clearly siding like the Chacham. So why then, by Makdish Atzmoy, does he change it? It's a Pel de Gazah. So this sort of proves, to some degree, that the Chachamim also hold, perhaps, of some level of Ein Adam Moitzi Dvarav Levatola. Well, at least so holds the Rambam. That there are cases where even the Chachamim would agree that ain't the moitzi dvarav levatol. And the truth is, if you look at the sugyan gittin itself, it's muchach in the Gemara and Gittin. Because the Gemara and Gittin says that the Rabbanan, we say if somebody's makdish is evet, what do we say? What's the halacha with the evet? The Gemara says hikdish evet. The Gemara says in Gittin that if somebody is makdish is evet, says the Gemara, yotzol acheres. He goes out free. Why? So Gemara says, why does he go out free? Because can't be makdish to gufa evet. He says, therefore, my karma, what does he mean to tell the evet? The lahavi am kodesh karma. We brought this Gemara in other shiurim. He means to tell the evet, you should be a kodesh. You should belong to an am kodesh. So he means to free the evet. That's the chayre of Meir's language. The guy was Makdish's Evid. He seems to be using the Chachamim's language. Right? He can't be Makdish to goof the Evid. So what's he being Makdish? He's being Makdish, the he's telling him, the goof eloi ka'amar. So what's he telling him? Lahavi am kodesh ka'amar. So what do you see? That even according to the Chachamim, we make him a Tartzin and Diburi. So in other words, what I'm showing you here is, number one, we see that the Rambam, although he holds in our sugya pachas mi ben mechidish, he says we it's other moitzi dvar levatol, it's nothing. He still holds when you makdish yourself, you are being makdish your value, because a person doesn't say things in vain, which is Reb Meir's language. That's number one. Number two, we see that the sugya sashas itself, to some degree, holds that even according to the Chachamim, Adam Yodea, and that's what he means to do. And that I showed you also from the Sugyan Kedushin. Makadish HaChoyseh. There's a level of Adam Yodea. Adam Yodea is a logic that's accepted. It's accepted throughout the different Sugyas HaShas. So what's going on? So really, this all leads us to Shita in Ksubis. In Ksubis, there's a big question here. Tosfos is a kasha. And Tosfos says, I'll just tell you Tosfos teretz. V'yesh loymar, de l'saken dibur o yecholim, abo lohoysev al adibur, ma shelo yoma klal, ein lonu lohoysev bishvil kach. Hear what Tosfos says. This is Tosfos in Ksubis Dav Ayin Amud Beis. So what do you see? Tosfos opens up the door that there are different levels of bridging the gap. There's a case where the guy said nothing. We have to like recreate everything. That's one type of a case. There's a case where a guy said something and we just have to add to what he said. There are cases where we don't even have to add, we have to just teach that this is what he means. These are all different levels. Different levels. So what's the machloikis then? So it comes out the machloikis is not so broad. There are cases where even Reb Meir would agree, as Tosfos says, where we won't change it. Because if we have to go ahead and reconstruct and say nothing meant, everything he said is levatala, we wouldn't do it. That's klar. And that's what I think. I think that the mocker of this Tosfos in Ksubis is the Rav Ashi in our Gemara. When Rav Ashi says that if a guy said zu, where he specifically said something which precludes, which doesn't give, which takes out our explanation, it's almost like he said, don't say that. In other words, we want to say, when you said, I'm being makdish my friend's behemoth, what I meant to say, I'm being makdish the value of my friend's behemoth. That's what we want to say you meant. But you almost told us, you made a note on the bottom, don't say that, I said zu. So Rav Ashi says, then even Reb Meir backs off. What's pshat? That means that yisoid that Tosfos is telling us in Ksubis is really a Gemara to some degree. It's a shiloh where you put the line. But in our Gemara already states that if you said something clearly that took us away from the explanation we wanted to give, we won't make that explanation. We won't make it. So then where is the machlokes of Meir and the Rabbanan? And there's cases where even the Rabbanan would agree. We had the case of Makdash Yudei Avde. And I'll tell you, Makdash Avde, I'll tell you what's pshat by Makdash Avde. Makdash Avde, we don't even have to add. We just have to say that when you said Hekdish, Hekdish could mean Perekabayas. Hekdish could mean Mizbeach. And there's another thing called Am Kodesh. Ki Am Kodesh, Atal Hashem Lekechon. So over there, we have an opportunity to say that although your Hekdish was non-conventional, but it was wholesome. Your Lashon was a wholesome Lashon. Out of the box. An out of the box way of describing Kedushas Yisrael. Normally we'd say, Arei Ato Ben Choyrin. That would be a normal way to free an Evet. You Epis, you picked an out of the box, you're poetic. You're poetic, I want you to be holy. But Lamaisa, we don't have to add, we don't have to subtract, and all we really have to do is explain. Then even the Chachamim agree, Eina Domoisi Dvarim Levatol. That's Pshat in the Gemara and Gittin. The Chachamim's argument with Reb Meir is only where we're lacking in Haflaw. We're lacking in the words that we have. Not we're lacking explanation, we're lacking words. There's words missing. There's a machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim, how much we can go and add. What is that machloikis based on? We'll see, but I'm saying, there is no machloikis whether a person knows or doesn't know. That's not the key of the machloikis. Obviously, if we have a shiloh like your das is, that brings us to a whole different place. But even when we know what your das is, we still have an issue of being able to stick it in or not being able to stick it in. I'll tell you what I think this machloikis is based on. There's a fascinating Reb Moshe Chevroini, Zecher Tzadik Levroche, the Alter Rosh Yeshiva from the Chevron Yeshiva. He has a shir he gave in the Dorim, which is printed in the Sefer Masas Moshe. And he makes a diak, which really, there's countless rayas to this. He brings a couple. When I gave shirim in the Dorim, we brought many, many rayas to this idea. The Rambam, I'll just read you a Lashon HaRambam. We know that a neder needs haflah. You could think from today till tomorrow you want to make a neder. If you don't say it, you don't have a neder. The Pasuk says clearly, Ish ki yafli lindo neder. The Torah says, haflah. So you must communicate. If you make a neder without communicating a neder, it's a brachal vatol. It's nothing. The Rambam says, when it comes to Naziris, in Perak Aleph and Ilchas Naziris, halacha hey, the Rambam says as follows, Ein oimrim ben Naziris, we don't say by Naziris, Ad sheyoytzi b'sfosov, Dovor shemashmoy etzela'om kinyin shebeliba. We don't require by Naziris that when you say something to make yourself into a Nazir, it should be universally accepted that what you said means Naziris. Elo, kivon shegomar beliboy. Once you complete it in your heart, you decide it. V'hoitzi b'svosov dvorim sheinyonom sheyei Nazir. And you said in your lips something to do with Naziris. They're very distant from Naziris. And even though there's no mashmois that you mean Naziris, harei hu Nazir. Says Rav Moshe Chevroini, muchach mi loshen Rambam, shebe Naziris loy boy loshen. You don't need a language. Rak shekavanosei l'naziris. You need to have kavanosei l'naziris. And you need to have said something that makes us sure that you want to become a nazir. But even after we're sure, we won't say that's what it meant. The Yerushalmi in Meseches Nedorim says that if a nazir decides that the way he's going to say Areni Nazir is bread. Why? Maybe Chvesa, why he's thinking about bread. Chalish Nazir. Yeah? He's thinking about bread. So he says, Hareni Pas. So the Yerushalmi says he's a Nazir. There's no way in the world that anybody could say he communicated Naziris. But you know what? By Naziris, the main thing is what you're thinking. And the Haflah is not what's creating the Naziris. The Haflah is a condition. In order for your Machshava to be Mizgashish, in order for the Machshava that you have to become a Nazir to occur, you have to communicate with us what you're thinking. So really, we're not saying, what are you saying, sir? See, when you make a neder, we're saying, what are you saying, sir? By nozer, we're saying, what are you thinking, sir? We're psychologists, right? It's different. It's a different hat. We're not saying, we're not interested what are you saying. We're interested in what you're thinking. But if the guy just thinks to be a nozer and he doesn't say anything, we have a problem. We tell him, sir, tell us what you're thinking. So, oh, you're thinking about nazir, it's good. Bista nozer. That's the difference. That's the nafkamin. And that's why by nedorim you need a loshen or a kinui or a yad. You need something that turns into a form of legal communication. And by nozer, you don't have to be a communicator. You don't have to have legal communication. Because even if what you said is not a language, the Ran in the Dorim explains that when the Chachamim created Kinuyim, it became a loshen. The Chachamim created a language. That's how the Ran learns why Kinuyim Adoraisa. Because once the Chachamim say, this is a way to communicate, so he says, what's every language? A group of people decide that this is the way they're going to communicate. That becomes a loshen. So the Ran says, so the Chachamim decided that this is the way to communicate. That's also okay, the Ran says. But by Naziris, you don't even need that. Pass is not a communication. In any form, in any language, in any country. This guy, Grada, told us that when I say pass, that's the way I work Naziris. That's the way I talk. So when I say pass, you know I want to become a Nazir. So now we know, we didn't hear the words, we know what you're thinking. We know you're thinking, you're not thinking Hareni Pass. Because Hareni Pass won't make you into a Nazir. But when you say Hareni Pass, we know you're thinking Hareni Nazir, that's sufficient. So I want to tell you a Poshet Vort. Rashi sticks in the Sugya Vena the Moisi Dvor Levatola, he sticks in the word Hektish. I want to tell you like this. The Machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim is whether the Haflah by Hektish is like Nedorim or it's like Naziris. Reb Meir holds that the din of kol nediv lev oilus, that hektish is chal b'machshava, is really an overall gilui, that by hektish the main chalois is chal in your mind. That's what it's chal. But what? You have to be mafliya, you have to tell us what you're thinking. The chalois is really a chalois that's chal b'lev. Therefore, Reb Meir holds, we don't care that your communication wasn't good. All we care about is that we know what you were thinking. The Chachamim, on the other hand, hold that Hektish has a din of Nedarim. Hektish has a din of Nedarim, so it doesn't help us the fact that we know what you want to do. But you didn't do it. You did not successfully do it. You didn't do it. And when the Tosis says over here, "Va'afilu eino yodea." Tosis says, even if he doesn't know, "Mikomokam daite api shetiknu chachamim aloshen." I want to tell you a very simple thing. If a guy doesn't know that he can't make erichin, what does he want to do then? So Reb Meir says, "There's a din eino demotzi dvor levatola." By hektish, a person doesn't take his words in vain, which means the person is thinking, if it can't work the way I want it to work, I want it to work however it can. So in other words, Tosfos is saying, it doesn't even have to be that he's thinking that I want to do this exactly. He's thinking, I want that the words should work out. I want that I should be able to, that these words should be able to be fulfilled. And if the only way they could be fulfilled is through it going to Kedushas Domim, I'm asking him to that as well. That's what Tosfos says. Because otherwise, every Amoritz, Reb Meir said his din to everybody. Every Amoritz wouldn't work. Because every Amoritz who doesn't know that there's no Erech Lepachas Mi Ben Chodesh, right? So that guy, we should have to give the guy a Feher. We should have to have a Yediyah Klolis test. Anybody who's Makdish himself, who makes a Harocha, Pachas Mi Ben Chav, Ben Chodesh, I keep on saying Chav, Mi Ben Chodesh. So we should have to give him a test and see what does he know and what doesn't he know. Tosfos says, we don't find that. We don't find we have to give him a test. The teretz is that the guy's das is, he wants that whatever, however it could materialize, however this loshen could materialize. That's what it means. Al pi ma shetiknu chachamim aloshen. I mean, We're going to get to Erechin. Why can't it be Erechin after 30 days? We'll get to that. That's a different point. That was the Rital Ghazi's kasha. Right? We're going to get back to that kasha. That's a side kasha. But I'm just telling you, what Tosis is saying here is very simple. Reb Meir is being machadish, that intent is the main thing, by hektish. And all we need is that you communicated an intent, not that communicated a communication. You communicated an intent. Just like Naziris, the Rambam says that's enough, Reb Meir holds the same thing as over here. There's no way when a guy goes over to a kid who's less than 30 days and says, Erech Zeolai, that we hear Domim. We don't, we heard Erech. We didn't hear Domim. But Reb Meir says, I don't care what I heard. All I care is I know what you're thinking, and you communicated to me what you're thinking. The only reason why we needed him to tell us in advance that bread, when he says bread, he means the Zeris, is because otherwise we wouldn't know. Not because he made it into a language. It's because we don't need a language. If we needed a language by Nazir, it wouldn't help us. The fact that he says bread, when I say bread, it's a code. The only thing he gained by saying bread is a code is he let us know what he's thinking. Now, if we have another way to know what he's thinking, for instance, Eina Damaisi Dvar Levatol, we have another way to know what he's thinking, then in fact, we would have the same advantage as the person who gave us a code. Because in both cases, he didn't communicate what he's saying, but he let us know that that's what he intends to do. So all I'm saying is that Reb Meir uses Eina Damaisi Dvar Levatola like the guy who said pas means nazir. But the difference is that Eina Damaisi Dvar Levatola is a generic code. There's a generic code that everybody has. Eina Damaisi Dvar Levatola. That's what everybody has. Comes Tosfos and he says, and therefore, even a guy who doesn't know exactly the halachas, but he also has in mind that I want this to work. I want to give Hektish a nesina. Let it be Domim, let it be Erech, and let it be, whatever the Chachamim work out, I want to be Makdish to Hektish. Whatever works. So, I would like to give the value of this Ben Chodesh in any degree, whether it's Erech in the Dorm, I'm an Amoritz. However it works, I want, however the Chachamim, so when he says, Al Pi Masha Tiknu Chachamim Alosh, he doesn't know that he needs the Chachamim to be Misak in the Lashon. Tois is just saying a svar in Eina the Moitzi Dvar Levatola. Eina the Moitzi Dvar Levatola is to such an extent that a person by Hektish wants to give that he's masking to whatever the Chachamim will say. And we find this, by the way, throughout Nedar. We find a lot of times a person makes a Neder and we say his das is whatever the Lashon means. He himself doesn't know exactly. He's masking to whatever the Lashon means. Stam Nedar Lahachmer. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim. Stam Nedarim L'Hachmer, Pirushim L'Hakel. Which basically means, if a guy makes a neder, and we have two ways, the neder could either mean Mutter or Aser. He says it should be Cherem. Okay? It could mean Cherem Hayam, which is nothing, or it could mean Cherem Kainim. Right? So we say that if he made Stam, Arei Zeke Cherem, he meant Cherem Kainim. If he explains, then we say his explanation. So all the Rishonim ask, what do you mean? So what did he mean? Ask him what he meant. Did you mean this? Did you mean that? When is it ever nageya stam nedarim lahachmer? If we always go by his interpretation. So when is it ever nageya stam nedarim lahachmer? Ask him, sir, what did you mean? Did you mean this or did you mean that? So do we shine him peach an answer that the guy just said he doesn't know what he means? Whatever stam cherem means, that's what I want to do. Says the Rosh, so why do we go lechum or go lekula? The Rosh says, "Kustam neider daiti lesser." A guy makes a neder. There is an underlying das. What's the underlying das? The first layer one. There's sophisticated knowledge, but there's a basic level of knowledge. The basic knowledge is, I want to make a neder. I want to ask for something here. I don't know how. I don't know the mechanism. I don't know exactly. You guys take care of it for me. I'm saying that. So then we say lahachmer. So Reb Meir says, Stama, if somebody makes a neder to Hekdesh, his das is Eina Domoisi Dvor Levatola, he wants to give Hekdesh that benefit. And Alpima Shetiknu Chacham Aloshin just means he's masking to that. He doesn't know that the Chacham have to be Mesak and Aloshin. If he knew they had to be Mesak and Aloshin, he would do it right the first time. He doesn't know that they have to be misakin. Tosis just means his das is that even what the chachamim are misakin the loshon, that's also included. The chachamim are not arguing with that. The chachamim are merely saying we didn't hear it from you, so you didn't make a haflah. So it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant that we know that you mean it. It's irrelevant, and that's the whole signal on Gemara is crystallizing that point that maybe the chacham only arguing with Meir because they hold there isn't enough of our of us of our knowledge. No, the chachamim hold there is enough of our knowledge, but they hold that we're lacking. We didn't hear anything. That's the problem. Comes Tosfos and he says, if both the chachamim and Rabbi Meir agree that the whole issue over here is how much we could bridge the gap between the language and what you're thinking, but we do both agree that Eino Demoitzi Dvar Levatola, we do both agree that we know that you're thinking something, and the only issue is we didn't hear it. Frektois says, now that I established that, so everybody should agree by Truma. Well, you definitely don't need communication. Even Rabbi Meir's level of communication, we don't need by Truma. So I want to tell you that this kasha of Tosfos is going on everybody. Tosfos' kasha is not only on Rabbi Meir. Tosfos is asking this according to everybody. Now that we have established that the whole machloikis between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is lashon, Rabbi Meir holds that even though you didn't communicate, it's good enough that you have das, it should work, whatever, however the Chachamim say it works, that's good enough. By Truma, where there is no such a machloikis, there cannot be a machloikis between a mayor and the Chachamim, how much language is necessary? Because there's no language necessary. So now both Reb Meir and the Chachamim should agree that it should work. That's Tosfos Kash. Everybody should agree it should work. Because there is no machloikis in our sugya, what you're thinking. That's not the problem. The problem in our sugi is only one problem. You didn't communicate it. Rabbi Meir says it doesn't matter. I'm happy with the knowledge that we have, that you meant to do it. And therefore, just like by Naziris, that's enough for us. That you said something, you coughed. But you coughed in a way that we know what you're thinking, that's good enough. So who adin by hektish? And the Chachamim argue. The Chachamim hold, we have to hear haflah. We must hear our flaw. Now they both agreed to the ksois. That without any communication, it wouldn't be chal. All the ksois is saying is that the din of kol nediv lev oilus, that nothing, you don't have to say one bleak, that's only by kedushas mizbeach. By kedushas mizbeach, we don't even need what we need by nazir. If you're sitting on your couch thinking I want to become a nazir, you don't become a nazir. Because you need to communicate what you're thinking. Okay? By hektish, you don't even need Kedushas Mizbech, you don't even need that. The Ktsois is saying, but by other Hektish, you do need deeper. What I'm telling you is that everybody agrees, Rav Meir and the Chacham. Machloikis Rav Meir and the Chachamim is, does Kol Nediv Eilus teach us that the actual Hektish is a Machshava concept? And therefore it's like Naziris. So even though we need Aflah, the Aflah is nothing more than it is by Naziris, just to let us know what you're thinking. That's Rav Meir Shita. And the Chachamim say, no, we have to hear what you're doing. And if we didn't hear it, it's not chal. And we didn't hear it. Rav Meir agrees. If you ask Rav Meir, did you hear what he's, did you hear the words from him? Say, I didn't hear. But Rav Meir says, I don't care if I heard. I know that there's this communication. Comes Tosfos and Tosfos says, if that's the case, I don't understand that it could be a machlokes by Truman Meisim. How could it be even a Shiloh? That should work. So when Tosfos says it in Tema, Maishno. Now that you're telling me that everybody agrees, be'etzim, that there's a machshava here. So what is the issue? The issue is that there's no dibur. So by truma, hamiskamalim a truma v'amamaisa, maisa v'amatruma le'amar kolum. What's going on? It should work. Tosfos says, you're right. The lo'yamar kolum taka means that. Lo'yamar kolum means communication is meaningless. Lo'yamar kolum, whatever you said, though, we don't care. Absolutely. He's going in Rav Meir, but he's explaining how Rav Meir bridges the gap between Lashon and Machshava.
He's going a step further.
Now, again, our Gemara says Eina Demoitzi Dvar Levatola. We had a kasha that if Tosfos is going in Rav Meir, which seems to be going, the way you just read Tosfos quickly, he's going in Rav Meir, he's continuing with the same idea. So we didn't understand. He's going to a sugya that has nothing to do with our sugya. Because our sugya, Reb Meir's whole idea is Adam Yodea, and this was the way of you communicating this idea. And by Truma, this was not a way of you communicating this idea. You meant something entirely different. That was the, right? Now, Tosis is saying, the way we're learning now is Tosis not saying that. Tosis first explained Reb Meir. Reb Meir says Adam Yodea. What does that mean? That means that the person has knowledge, and this is the way he's communicating it. And then Tosis says, and even if you'll tell me that he doesn't have knowledge, doesn't matter. Reb Meir says it's enough that he's thinking, I want it to be chal, whatever way it's chal. That's also enough, according to Reb Meir. Okay? But the Chachamim also agree that that's what he's thinking. Just Reb Meir has this added shtickle, that we connect what he's thinking with what he said. The Chachamim hold is a disconnect. Doesn't work. Tosfos says, so, Maishna, why by the case of Truma, do we say, Loyomar Klum, over there it should work? Now Tosfos doesn't say who he's going like. The way you would read it, because we started out with Reb Meir, we're going right to Reb Meir, I'm telling you, this part of Tosfos Kasha really has nothing to do dafka with Reb Meir. It has to do with our sugya. Our sugya says, Eina de Moitzi Dvor of Levatola. The way I explain to you is, the Chachamim agree with that too. The Chachamim agree, you probably mean to be Makdish. The proof of the pudding is, Shas is full of that, Adam Yedeya. Achoy Soy, Stam Nadorm Lahachmer, is also Adam Yedeya. What's Stam Nadorm Lahachmer? Stam Nadorm Lahachmer is, that even though you use the language which doesn't mean necessarily the Neder, we know what you mean. You mean to make a Neder. So we do look into what your intent is. The Teretz is, the Chachamim hold, that since by Hektish you did not communicate it, you didn't communicate it, doesn't work. Cherem is different. When you said Cherem, that's like telling a Eved, you should be Kodesh. So there we have everything we need. Maybe an interesting way of communicating, but we have everything we need. After we give our explanation, we have the whole thing here. We didn't have to add anything. We didn't have to say it's something different. This is, when he said you should be Kodesh, he meant you should be Jewish. How are you Jewish? A freed Eved is a Jew. Why do you use the word instead of freedom? Why do you use the word holy? Because a freed Eved is holier than a non-freed Eved. So it's a way of him communicating. It's like he tells him, from now on, you're not going to have to work, because that's going to be the consequence of me freeing you. From now on, you're going to be holy, because that's the consequence. When I free you, you become an Am Kodesh. So now you're holy. That's it. So we have the whole thing. That works. In the Dorim, you say, this should be kecherem. Cherem is like a blank, really. But it's a blank. That's the benefit. If we say you meant cherem koyanim, we got everything we need. That works, even according to the Chacham. The Rishonim use Reb Meir's logic. The Rishonim say, Daiter Lesser, if he said he probably wants it to work. He doesn't know himself. If he knew himself for sure what he meant, he would tell us now what he meant, and that would work. That would override everything. But he's not telling us what he meant. He says, whatever the language, I wanted it to work. Whatever works, works. That's Reb Meir. Reb Meir comes, says, you know what? By Hektish, you don't even need that. By Hektish, you don't need it to fit into the words. You just need that he said words and we know what he meant. And even though we can't in a dictionary format, we can't connect what he said with what he meant, it's okay. Neither could we connect bread and nazar. Doesn't matter. We don't need that. The Chachamim argue. But we're all agreeing that when a person says words that are inconsistent with what he meant, we don't say he didn't mean it. We say he meant it, but it doesn't work. That's what comes out of our sugya. Because there's another whole different way of learning. The other way of learning is, if you mean something and say something else, we have nothing. It's almost like a tray of tray. You know what I mean? We have two edim against two edim. It's commander less. But that's not our sugya. Our sugya is going, we have intent, and we have words. The Chachamim say they got a link, or we throw them away. And Reb Meir says they don't have to link. We connect them. Even if the words don't fit with what he meant, but if we know that's what he meant, it's good enough. Tosfos is saying, if that's the case, so by Truma, we don't have a Trey U'Trey. Because by Truma, we have Machshava, and that's all we need. We don't need the words to connect to what you're thinking. Because after all, you don't need words. Any type of words by Truma. All you need is Machshava. That's all you need. So if that's the case, being that our sugya clearly states that when you say words that are not consistent with what you're thinking, we don't say you're not thinking. We say you are thinking what you're thinking, but we have a communication problem. Reb Meir says, I don't care that we have a communication problem. The Chachamim say, we do care that we have a communication problem. In fact, if that's the case, Maishna, by Truma, where you don't need any form of communication. Over there it should work. It's a gevaldik. Tois is asking a bomb. Why did Tois come up with this kasha in our sugya? For one simple reason. Because till we came to our sugya, it has not been clear that when somebody says one thing and thinks something else, we go by what he's thinking. We know that what he's thinking. We don't say, well, the words conflict the thought process. It doesn't work. We say we don't have the words. But Meir says we do have the words. Acham says we don't have the words. But Frek Toises, by Truma, it's not relevant if we have the words. Because by Truma, it's Chal b'machshava. So as long as we have the machshava piece, everybody should agree that it's Chal. That's Toises Kash. Again, it's over here for one reason. Because our sugya has established that words don't override what you're thinking. We still take what you're thinking as what you're thinking. The problem is, according to the Chachamim, we still don't have the words. We have the thought. We don't have the words. Reb Meir says, we do have the words. There's no machloikas and metzias between Reb Meir and the Chacham. There's words and there's a thought. They're not connected. Reb Meir says, I don't care. And the Chacham say, we do care. But Frek Toises, but by Truma they can't say they care. Because by Truma we don't need the words. Throw it out. You have the machshava. That's Toises kasha. Toises says, it's such a good kasha that we must say an unbelievable chiddush, that when it says lo yomar klum, it means sakachal. The words are meaningless. Lo yomar klum is a way of saying we don't care about the words. The words, that's one svar of Tosfos. The last teretz in Tosfos is simple, I think. But it's not so, I'll just give you what I think is the pshat. Everybody got it until this point? If you have any question, please feel free to ask me. Yes, everybody got it until here? Okay, so again, the basis of our sugya is that Reb Meir and the Chachamim both agree that we know what you're thinking, and the machlokes from Reb Meir and the Chachamim is only whether words which don't tell us what you're thinking, don't communicate what you're thinking, they just, we know what you're thinking, if that's sufficient. Reb Meir holds just like by Naziris that works, by Hekdesh it also works, and the Chachamim hold no, Hekdesh is like a neder, like all Nadara, we need to have aflah. A regular language. If we didn't have a language, doesn't work. Comes Tosfos and says, if that's the case, then by Truma, everybody should agree that it works. Tosfos says, number one, yes. The answer is yes. It does work. And when it says, lo yomar klum, it means we don't care about the words. The words are nothing. The machshava is everything. That's one teretz. Second teretz in Tosfos is like this. There's a question asked by many. Why is it that pigul is considered a lav she'ein by ma'isa? The Gemara says in Zvachim that if a kohen is mefagel, if a kohen does pigul, there's no malchus. Why? Pigul is a lav she'ein by ma'isa. It's chal b'machshav. So there's a question asked, but the Rishonim asked this question already. The Shita Mekubetzes in the end of Perek HaMafkid asked this kasha. The Shita Mekubetzes asks, why is it that there's no malchus, we find that by truma, if you mafris truma before bikurim, there's malchus. We have that in Tmura. Why? The Gemara says because b'dibure covered ma'isa. With your words, you're doing a ma'isa. What does that mean? That means it's not just words. When you mafris truma with dibur, you're creating a ma'isa. Ask the Shita Mekubetzes in Perek HaMafkid, it's the same thing. Why don't we say that pigul is also a ma'isa? Because Tois Vashit is, by pigul you also have to say, I'm being mafagel. So why don't we say that with your words, you're creating a chalois, should be chayiv malchus for pigul. That's Tois's question. In the Shita Mekubetzes. Comes the Shita Mekubetzes and says it's different. Pigul, all you're doing is letting us know that you made it pigul b'machshav. By Truma, it's not like that. Very unclear. What does the Shita mean? So I'll tell you what the Shita means. I think it's Aleph Beis what the Shita means. What the Shita Mekubetzes means is that Pigul inherently Yischar b'machshav. Some Rishonim hold you don't even need to say it. The Rishonim who hold you need to say it, it's because if you don't say it, we don't even know what you were thinking. We have to know what you were thinking. You were thinking pigul. You have to say that you were thinking pigul. But the saying is not the Avera. The Avera is the thinking pigul. When you tell us what you were thinking, it's pigul from when you thought. It's not pigul from now. If a kohen says, okay, I was just a mafagel, when is it pigul from? From when he thought it. When he thought to eat it chutz l'zman. Okay? That's pigul. Truma is very different. Truma is not the Torah doing, you're doing truma. You're making chalais truma. Now you have a choice. You could do truma b'machshav, if you'd like. And if you would like, you could do truma b'dibur. It's your choice. Because it's your chalais. A guy, l'moshel, a kohen can't be mefagel and say, you know what, I don't want it to be chal. That's not your choice. That's not the kohen's choice. The kohen is not creating the chalais pigul. Let's say a kohen says, you know what, I want to eat this in 3 days from now, but I don't want it to become pigul. It's not up to him. Right? So the chalois is what the Torah does. The Torah says, you know, you have a bad machshava, it becomes pigul. By truma, even though truma could be chal b'machshava, but if you do it b'dibur, it's in your power to say, I want it to be chal through dibur. That's how I want my truma to be chal. So when you went ahead and you made a dibur, you've shown us that this is how I want to make the chalois. So now we're saying what? Oh, but we know what you're thinking. We know what you're thinking. That doesn't help. Because you want to make a truma through the amira. And your amira didn't work. That's the last teretz in Tosfos. Says Tosfos. V'yeshloima, the first one. V'yeshloima, the awesome shani. Shema she'oma b'fiv ein reitzen. He made a mistake because his heart wanted him to say this. And that's how he wanted it to be chal. And Lamaisi, he didn't do that. The end is, how he wanted the truma to be chal, it wasn't chal. If you ask this guy, did you want the truma to be chal b'machshav? He says, no. I was being mafresh b'dibo. Truma is chal b'machshav. You could make truma b'machshav. But I didn't. And this is precisely what the Shita Mekubetza says in Meseches Nedarim. The Shita Mekubetza says, we know tztaka, according to the Shita Mekubetza, is chal b'machshav. If you want to give tztaka, it's chal b'machshav. So the Shita Mekubetza asks, the Gemara has a shaila, yesh yad l'tztaka, or ein yad l'tztaka. That means if you use a halfway language, does it work? So the Shita Mekubetza says, who cares? It's chal b'machshav. Dav Zion says the Shita, who cares? Chal b'machshav. Answers the Shita, loy gomar b'libo at shehoytzi misfasov. Here I didn't want to make it truma. I didn't want to make it truma until I make the words. Until I may say the words. That's what I had in mind. That's pshat in Tosfos. Says Tosfos, over here, if you wanted to make truma through dibur, and that was a mistake, it's out of the game. It's not chal. That's the pshat. And memela, it's not chal. Okay, I think we got this clear. Next week, Amir Tzashem. Oh, the Rita al-Ghazi, the answer to Rita al-Ghazi is kasha, really. I think is not shver b'chlal, because the way we learned Erechin is a whole different channel. Erechin means you're being makdish to person. If you remember. You're not giving an amount of money. So to say, I mean to give his Erech what it will be after 30 days, that doesn't work. You're doing something now. You can't be makdashim now. He's not a bar Erechin. So we therefore say, what chalois could you possibly be doing now? The concept, if I want to be machayev myself, what he'll be worth after 30 days, is not what you're doing anyway. That's not what Erechin is. That's what domova is. So therefore, that's the answer to the Shita discussion. In Mitzvah Shem next week, we're going to be doing the Mishnah Ovid Kechovim, Mishnah where we stop. We'll be going to the top of the next daf, Omar Av Yudam Arav. And if the Olam can look up, Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei Amud Beis, on this on Hektish Ovi Kechavim, and the Mishnah Melech in Perek Yud Hilchos Malachim Malach Zayin. We will, we'll post it up in Mitzvah Hashem.